Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the end-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international markets.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org. Craig Uden, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, back in the United States after the celebration of getting U.S. beef into China over this last weekend. He says after experiencing just a small taste of China this last weekend, he has no doubt that this can be a big, big market for U.S. cattle producers.
As a producer, I just can't expound as much as I want to all producers out there. How vast of market it is, how many things in China are changing. And I mean changing before our eyes. We see a lot of young people that are really controlling a lot of dollars, and they want change. And we need to be in this market having access to this kind of population base. It's really exciting to see all the changes in China that are going on, and I really don't believe that I had that aspect of how much change there was, but there's a tremendous lot of potential over here in China for U.S. beef sales.
Cattle industry president Craig Uden just back from China. President Donald Trump has promised to improve broadband service to rural areas as a part of his nationwide infrastructure plan, but the price tag is pretty high. Bloomberg is reporting today that it'll take roughly $80 billion to expand broadband to all rural areas in America that need it. Advocates for agriculture say increasing broadband access is necessary for improving economic growth in rural America. They say farm equipment now comes with the ability to remotely troubleshoot problems no matter where you are. However, farmers need the right bandwidth available to make that happen. Farmers also can't access the real-time data they need to make their operations more efficient without the expanded broadband service across rural America. Even with the 4th of July holiday now behind us, there's a lot of changes this week in various schedules because of the holiday falling on a Tuesday. For example, we normally have the crop ratings or crop progress reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture from the various states on Monday afternoon. Not so this week. They're happening this afternoon at the 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock time frame. They'll be released by USDA. We've also got auction barns basically taking this week off by and large. If you've got an auction barn that you do some business with, don't load cattle before you check and make sure their holiday schedule will still give you an opportunity to sell cattle this week. Many markets have taken all of this week off and will be getting back to a more normal schedule next Monday. One quick calendar reminder, No-Till on the Plains have their No-Till Workshop tomorrow, Thursday, in Enid. Details on our calendar, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. One of the great summertime traditions, Week in the Rockies 29, coming up the 10th through the 14th of July, put on by Superior Livestock, originating from Breckenridge, Colorado. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 233,000 head. To check out the full schedule, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Week in the Rockies 29, July 10th through the 14th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.